With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Law enforcement officers are searching for two men who reportedly robbed a Missoula casino, took a family hostage, and fired shots at pursuing officers before finally freeing the uninjured hostages at separate locations. Missoula County Sheriff T.J. McDermott said the men robbed Dino's Casino at about 3:30 a.m. Friday, carjacked a family from Lake Stevens, Washington, and sped through downtown Missoula. A 12-year-old boy, a 14-year-old girl, and their grandmother were released in Missoula. The family's vehicle and the children's parents were located at about 5:30 a.m. near Evero Hill, northwest of Missoula. McDermott says the suspects were on the phone arranging for someone to pick them up before they fled the family's vehicle on foot. The suspects are a black man and a white man, both about 5 feet, 7 inches tall, and in their early 20s. Money has been flowing into the Montana legislative races at a brisk pace, fueled by political action committees seeking to influence the makeup of the legislature that convenes in January. Independent committees are spending thousands of dollars on ads and mailers in contested primaries, particularly those races between conservative and moderate Republicans. Since early May, Montanans for Responsible Leadership has spent more than $33,000 to help moderate candidates, also called Responsible Republicans. The Montana Contractors Association has spent nearly six of the $12,000 or so it plans to spend before the June 7th primary. The Jobs for Montana PAC has already spent $15,000 to help four legislative candidates. The PACs are making independent expenditures, not directly contributing to candidates, so they aren't bound by Montana's low campaign contribution limits. Congressman Ryan Zinke says the nation can't just throw more money at a widely criticized veterans' health program. The Montana Republican attended an event today in Missoula to honor Vietnam veterans. Zinke called the Veterans Choice Program a mess. It was supposed to expedite health care for vets, but hasn't worked out that way. Critics say appointment scheduling is still unreliable and providers aren't getting paid on time. Zinke says this is unacceptable.
From a warfighter's perspective, you put the resources in the front line. You make sure the front line has the flexibility to administer and fight the war, and make sure that you atrophy the headquarters. We're too fat in the bureaucracy.
A $4 billion proposal, to fix the Veterans Choice Program is under consideration in the U.S. Senate. Glacier National Park officials say that this holiday weekend, going to the Sun Road is open to vehicles as far as the Avalanche Picnic Area on the west side and Jackson Glacier Overlook on the east. Hikers and bikers may travel as far as conditions allow. Visitors are encouraged to exercise caution and be prepared for wintry conditions, including avalanche danger. The recent storm poured 4 inches of rain on the west side of the park in 72 hours and dumped a foot of snow on portions of the road and 3 feet of snow on the garden wall. There were several new avalanches from Big Bend to Oberlin Bend. Hikers and bikers on the west side are encouraged to use the free hiker-biker shuttle that runs daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Lake McDonald Lodge to Avalanche. The shuttle trailer can accommodate up to 16 bikes. On the west side of the park, Sprague Creek, Apgar, Bowman Lake, and Kintla Lake campgrounds are open. And on the east side of the park, Two Medicine, Mini Glacier, and St. Mary's campgrounds are open. I'm Cole Grant.